It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FTC's proposed ban on non-compete agreements receives overwhelming support in public comments. The fourth quarter GDP grows at 2.9% despite slowing business investment and cautious consumer spending. And Ingram Micro unveils enhancements to Microsoft Azure and NCE cloud marketplaces globally. This is the Business of Tech. I've discussed the proposed ban on using non-compete agreements proposed by the FTC. Comments are rolling in, now over 4,400 from the public on the government's website. Axios analyzed the comments, and their review found just one opposing the ban. And it's not just tech in there, too. Doctors are keen on the change. Non-competes bind about 45% of primary care physicians, according to one survey. The comment period goes to the end of March. While I'm on some staffing news, quoting from Axios, more than 70% of CEOs who lead a portfolio company of SoftBank's Vision and Latin America funds say that talent acquisition at 74% and retention 72% was easier in 2022 than 2021, according to a November 2022 SoftBank Investment Advisors survey first shared with Axios. A separate survey from ZipRecruiter previously found that about 80% of recently laid off tech company workers found a new job within 3 months of starting their search. A reminder, even with the new data from last week, unemployment claims were at their lowest since April of last year. Why do we care? I'm going to predict the death of the non-compete. Businesses can be ahead of it or pushed by a ban later, but it's going to happen. Smaller organizations can pivot faster here and take advantage of perks like this that employees desire. And remember, with the availability of talent from top companies like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon, there should be people to go after. These people are top talent. I also had some time to look at economic data. Fourth quarter GDP grew at a 2.9% annualized pace in the final months of 2022. Even better than analysts anticipated. That said, when you dig into it, the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow growth to keep inflation under control seem to be working. Demand growth slowed in the fourth quarter, and business investment had been resilient, but that changed last quarter. It grew at a 0.7% annual pace, off sharply from 6.2% in the prior quarter. Personal consumption, representing about 70% of all U.S. output, came in below forecasts, signaling Americans aren't reaching for their wallets as they had earlier in the pandemic. Growth in business inventories also suggests a more cautious consumer. Other data of note, according to the Economic Innovation Group, there were 1.7 million applications for new businesses that were likely to hire employees in 2022. This bipartisan organization analyzed data from the U.S. Census. That's down slightly from 2021's record of 1.8 million, but still well above pre-pandemic norms. Last year's applications are up nearly 28% from before the pandemic. Why do we care? Creating all these new businesses should be perfect for small business-focused IT services companies. Fingers crossed that the Fed is landing the plane in that area of soft landing they've talked about, but regardless, nearly 3 million new businesses were created in the last 2 years. And as longtime listeners know, these companies come with none of the legacy baggage of their competitors about technology. They'll be looking to be cloud-first and agile, so serve them on their terms. A couple of announcements. Ingram Micro announced a series of enhancements to its cloud marketplaces globally around Microsoft Azure and New Commerce Experience, or NCE. Among the features now readily available to Ingram Micro channel partners are greater real-time visibility into Microsoft Azure billing, plus new Microsoft NCE billing configurations to help simplify and speed subscription management. The information reports that Microsoft is working on an Azure cloud service that will let multiple organizations pool data from their business operations in what is known as a clean data room, according to two current Microsoft employees. The service will allow two or more entities to search the data, apply machine learning models to the pooled data, and get results back, all without seeing the other party's data. And finally, Jamf, who helps manage Apple devices, announced it is now helping approximately 71,000 active customers with Apple products and runs on about 30 million devices worldwide. Why do we care? Cloud via distribution is undoubtedly a sign of the maturity of the model. I included the Jamf data to get a sense of the size of the provider, a relatively large number. The major MSP players are roughly quoting around 14 to 20,000 customers. So, some tactical data for your day. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so, advertising on this show. Our reach is 5 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there, and one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening. Today, National Hot Chocolate Day. So enjoy one, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.